Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about selling attachments to construction companies will give huge profits. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. And are you looking for great articles to read or listen to? Then go to this website at www.heavyequipmentarticles.com. Here we go on to the podcast. The construction and mining industry is perhaps one of the most booming industries till now. Though both of the industries have seen a few ups and downs and do take that as a part and a partial of this game, they still manage to be the most successful industry of all. Someone who is unable to make it big in the construction domain, but still wants to stick to the same domain, can try their luck by selling heavy equipment or parts and attachments of heavy equipment to different construction companies. This is a highly profitable business, and many who were not able to make it in the big construction domain were able to do well in the other domain, which is selling heavy equipment. Though it is connected to the same industry, people who knows nothing but heavy equipment can make a career out of it. It is just not the business, but a big career for many who like to remain associated with this domain. Construction companies are quite reluctant to buy heavy equipment or parts from a non-branded company, which is why if you try to manufacture a machine in your own workshop and then try to market it, you will find it is extremely difficult to sell it across to the buyers. So the most valuable solution for you to sell branded heavy equipment to construction companies, the modus operis would be to buy old machines, refurbish it, and then sell it back to the construction companies. You should just not play around with the brand logo. Not all construction companies will buy that from you, but there are many small companies who can't afford to buy the branded ones will go for your product. Same goes with the attachments of heavy equipment. Attachments are equally expensive, and any newbie will not want to spend his money in buying a brand new attachment when he has the option to buy it from a company that deals with seconds, which is secondhand used equipment. This is a big business, and it is spread across many countries and not just U.S. alone. You got to deal with the attachments of every branded company and need to have a thorough knowledge about which attachment is used for what purposes. This job is just to be more appropriate for the operators who after retiring from their jobs, open up a business of their own. This business can be limited to the guys who have worked on the heavy equipment and can be taken up by anybody who has a sound knowledge about machinery. Other than knowing about heavy equipment, their parts, you should have a reasonable idea about their costs in the market. Just to earn profits, you can't quote an amount that sounds equal to a new attachment. You have to know what you're talking about. You really need to do research online, get brochures, and figure out what you need to be at for your used attachment. You have the option to price at a lower to the value of a new item. Therefore, thorough study of the market is also important. A person who has lived all his life working on heavy equipment will rather find it simple to figure out which one costs what, and thereby will do well in this form of business. Again, do your research. Figure out what kind of attachments that your customers want, and then go find it. You know, a lot of times customers will tell you what they're looking for. Got any questions? Give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.